Yo, what's up, podcast? Happy Tuesday. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. I went to Wellfleet, Cape Cod, in Provincetown Saturday night. That was fun. I went with Erica, and it was such an incredible weekend. It was a beautiful vacation. Saw one of the best sunsets I've ever seen at Race Point, which is the very, very tip of Massachusetts, overlooking the ocean, man. It was just gorgeous. Oh, my God. Amazing, amazing weekend. Yeah, the Power Now book is riding strong, baby. I love it. I've been showing Erica. She's been listening to it. She really, really likes it, too, which I'm super thrilled about. Highly recommend you check it out. It's a beautiful, beautiful book. And it's changing my game, baby. It's changing my game. Today, I want to show you guys, I want to listen, have you guys listen to two things. Last Thursday, I decided to, I kind of want to, like, tackle longer videos, because every time I like make a snippet and I post it on YouTube, people are always like, at least one person's like, this is way too short, like where's the full version, blah blah, blah. I get that a lot over, because I've been making content for Instagram, right? So I get a lot of where's the full version, and I'm like, there is no full version, man. I just did like a 30 second or like a 60 second snippet of a song. But I used Erica's really great camera, and I filmed myself play like some acoustic songs. I recorded 5 songs, but one of them I don't like. I just don't like the way it came out. But So My Horizon was the one that I didn't, that I'm gonna scratch. I'm gonna scrap, because I just didn't like the way it came out. But other than that, I did Rocky Raccoon, Help, What It's Like, Everclear by Everclear, and There's a Woman, Lost at Sea, which is my song from Soliloquy. And so I'm going to show you guys two of them, okay? So why don't we start with There's a Woman. These are both sad songs, man. What It's Like. It's not What's It Like. It's What It's Like. And There's a Woman, Lost at Sea. Here's There's a Woman, Lost at Sea. Let's get into it, baby. It's just me and my acoustic, so I'm like kind of like humming along the French horn part later in the song. But I like the way this came out. I put some reverb on it. I just used my really nice mic, my Audio Technica, and my living. This is just like living. I'm calling them my living room recordings, living room playthroughs. You know. So here's There's a Woman. Check it out.
There's a woman lost at sea. Calls my name, hopefully. She looks up the shore.
Came out pretty good. And here's what it's like by Everclear. This song is so good, man. I've always like loved the words of this song. But check it out.
We've all seen the man at the liquor store begging for your change. The hair in his face is dirty, dreadlocked and full of mange. He asks a man for what he could spare with shame in his eyes. Get a job, you fucking slobs, all he replies. God forbid you ever had to walk a mile in his shoes. You really might know what it's like to sing the blues. Cause then you really might know what it's like. Then you really might know what it's like. Cause then you really might know what it's like. Mary got pregnant from a kid named Thomas, said he was in love. He said, don't worry about a thing, baby doll, I'm the man you've been dreaming of. 3 months later, said he won't date her or return her calls. And she swear, goddamn, when I find that man, I'm cutting off his balls. And she heads to the clinic and she gets some static walking through the door. Yeah, and they call her a killer and they call her a sinner and they call her a whore. Well, God forbid you ever had to walk a mile in her shoes. Cause then you really might know what it's like to have to choose. Cause then you really might know what it's like. Cause then you really might know what it's like. Cause then you really might know what it's like. Max used to get fast stacks around the corner with drugs. He liked to hang out late, he liked to get shit faced to keep the pace with thugs. Late one night there was a big gunfire, Max lost his head. He pulled out his chrome 45, talked some shit, and wound up dead. Yeah, now his wife and his kids are caught in the midst of all this pain. It comes that way, at least that's what they say when you play the game. God forbid you ever had to wake up to hear those news. Cause then you really might know what it's like to have to lose. Cause then you really might know what it's like. Cause then you really might know what it's like. Cause then you really might know what it's like. Cause then you really might know.
Then you really might know what it's like to have to choose. Oof, what a fucking lyric, man. Man, that's such a good song. Such a good song. Okay, so I'll see you guys on Thursday. But one quick thing. So I went to go see my friend Robert a couple days ago. He's the one that's orchestrating the strings for my fourth album. And it went well, but we were super frustrated because one thing that's not going well is that the translating from Finale, the program Finale, into Pro Tools, usually when he sends me tracks, I'm supposed to receive not just 4 string tracks, but 7, because 3 of them have key switches, and the key switches are little MIDI notes that tell your strings what to articulate, like to do tremolo here or crescendo here. You know, it's like the articulation signals. And usually with Lurker and Champagne Dizza, and even like a couple other songs that we've been working on in this album, in this new album, the key switch is imported correctly. But for some reason, we don't know what's going on. He's tried like every setting under the sun in finale. I started thinking it was my Pro Tools, but we did a ton of trial and error. We realized that it wasn't my Pro Tools. I'm just ranting here, man, but it's just very frustrating. We're kind of at like a standstill right now. He's going to try to ask some friends that use Finale what's going on with that, because this shit freaking key switches is not exporting. I don't know what the hell's going on. But I'm going to figure it out, guys. I'm going to figure it out. But he's still composing more stuff for me. And I'm giving him some homework on Wednesday. He should be having like 3 more things done for me. And it's coming along well, guys. He's also orchestrating drums, which is really cool for a couple songs. Yeah. Cool, guys. I'll talk to you guys on Thursday. Love you guys. Thanks for listening. See ya.